Watching and waiting. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. President Biden's National Security Council will meet Sunday. The White House says Russia could begin an attack on Ukraine at any time.
President Biden insists the U.S. is doing all it can to de-escalate tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The president gave a pretty bleak assessment of where things stand. He says he believes that Russian President Vladimir Putin has already decided that he is going to invade likely in a matter of days in an attack. Vice President Kamala Harris, she and other top-level Biden officials were in Munich to discuss ways to encourage Russia to continue on the diplomatic approach and to avoid what many believe would be a deadly and prolonged war. Harris also had a chance while in Munich to meet face-to-face with Ukraine's President Zelensky. The two leaders not only exchanged pleasantries here, but also vowed to work together to deter any further Russian aggression.
Fox's Mark Meredith. President Biden promised sanctions on Russia if there's an invasion, but Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the president should have taken action sooner.
I can't imagine why President Biden will not step forward and take an action. It appears that he is waiting for things to escalate, for lives to be lost, property to be damaged.
Ukraine's president wants to meet with Vladimir Putin to discuss the crisis, but the Russian president has not responded. Police officers in riot gear swept through the streets of Canada's capital.
The largest police operation in Canadian history. This in response to a three-week protest against the country's COVID mandates. Around 170 people were arrested Friday and Saturday, and several investigations into weapon seizures have been launched.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A police helicopter crashed into the water off Newport Beach, California. Two people in the Huntington Beach police chopper were rescued and taken to local trauma centers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
U.S. border agents encountered 154,000 migrants in Texas last month.
January's tally more than quadruples the figure from just 2 years ago. Where we are, the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, those migrant encounters were up some 77%. New video coming in where a Fox News camera was accompanying law enforcement once again and captured 11 runners, migrants that are trying to evade agents and police. After brief pursuits this time around, they were all able to be taken into custody. At the border here in South Texas, officials say the longer this crisis goes on, the likelihood of hardened criminals slipping through dramatically increases.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Texas. Dashcam video shows an Uber driver pleading for her life in a robbery attempt that resulted in her death. The 38-year-old mother of four was found shot to death just outside Pittsburgh. The suspect is being held without bail. The name of a school in Chicago is changed to represent a more positive reflection of history.
An elementary school in Chicago has undergone a name change. This one is on the city's north side and had been named for a 19th century Swiss-born biologist from Harvard, Louis Agassiz. But it turned out he was also a proponent of scientific racism, who tried to prove blacks were inferior to other races. Parents successfully lobbied for a name change. It is now the Harriet Tubman School. She, of course, the courageous former slave who led countless others of her race out of the old antebellum South to freedom in the North during the Civil War along the Underground Railroad. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A helicopter crashed in the water near Miami Beach on Saturday. Two people inside the helicopter were taken to the hospital. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating what happened. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.